Grace from the grace God, and peace from the peaceful God, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For this text, I will read from the book of Daniel, 7th chapter, 2 verses, and the words are in Jesus' name as follows. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of the Days, and brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, this is another of such books. There are two types, two chapters, two books. An eschatological book, an apocalyptical. Here, as Daniel, as the book of Revelations, they come together. They speak of the final times, of the events of the final times, and show the phenomena of the time. Before these books, you feel much weakness and doubts, and that the heart turns to the Heavenly Father if he sees necessary. He will open something for us. In these doubts, I have come here myself, feeling so sinful, I want to ask the children of God, can I still believe, my sins and doubts, sorrows forgiven? The desire is to believe. This book of Daniel is a book of prophecy written by Daniel, who lived in captivity in the great metropolitan city, nation in Babylon. The people of Judah were taken into, whether you call it in Greek or Hebrew, Babel or Babylon. And it was a great nation, and Judah was a part of the nation that broke from Israel after the kings, two states, the northern Israel that was destroyed because of false gods. Then Judah was left, that kept God's word. But then Jeremiah prophesied and told the people that God will punish his people, those in Judah, for their sins. And so Judah, the people, many were taken into captivity into Babylon. And in this group there was Daniel and three of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the meaning, what purpose was, that these believers would be adapted. They would be adapted into the culture and into the faith. They would be made servants into that kingdom, nation. Daniel who showed God, or who God showed was a good man for prophecy, and his skills came forth there in Babylon. He got into great favor, and we can say here in the beginning, that period of captivity, it was not bad to be there. There was just a yearning to go home, back to the land of Israel, that their gondolas were up to dry. The conditions were otherwise good. It is told of Daniel. He saw, as a believer, around him, the ungodliness and such fierce ungodliness. He fought the enemy of the soul and the surrounding area, and they tried to adapt him into the culture and the faith. This is one important part of the book of Daniel. This book of Daniel, as it is said, go Daniel. The book of Daniel will be opened more during the final times. Go Daniel and arise in the end. It means this. The fourth prophecy of Daniel will be visible in the spiritual world. And another thing, it was a prophecy, a promise to Daniel to return your share, that he will get away from those problems there into heaven's home. Daniel was there in Babylon, and this vision that he had was one of the visions that he had there. It really speaks to us. Daniel saw that in the clouds of heaven came down as a son of God, son of man, as Isaiah had seen. He saw the arrival of the Messiah, the Savior. Let us return to this later. Let us return to the beginning part of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, in a very beautiful way, how this kingdom in which we live, this kingdom of God, how it comes, how great it is presented here. When Daniel was a subject to Nebuchadnezzar, in the court, when he explained the dreams, and that dream that Nebuchadnezzar saw, the king of Babylon, the first time, the wise people of that time could not explain. Daniel explained that dream, and I will read that dream, what Nebuchadnezzar saw, which when he became restless, he was one of the greatest leaders of the greatest nation. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible, and it was of fine gold, and brass of arms silver, and belly was of thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part clay. Thou sawest till that stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron and the clay, the brass and the silver and the gold, broken into pieces and to become like chaff, the summer threshing floors. And the winds carried them away, and no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream that no one could explain except Daniel. And Daniel prayed to God. That statue was a picture of the great nations. Like in our own time, dear brothers and sisters, we follow in real time the works, the acts of all nations, and sometimes fear in our hearts what will happen now. There are great leaders, great men, and nations. This picture, this image, pictured Babylon, Media and Persia, Greek, and the coming Rome. Each one had their own metal. It was surely great to see, beautiful to see. A stone came from heaven that crushed everything. And that rock, that stone, came to cover the land, the whole earth. Do you know, brother and sister, that mountain was the mountain of Zion, the kingdom of God. It can crush everything. It is always above everything. We live in this kingdom. Think of this time. The states are trying to create a new order. Everyone has their own interest and own goals to control and to rule and to use this creation in their greed. But the kingdom of God that became the Mount of Zion, it can withstand and last. It will crush everything in this spiritual world. And for that reason, this vision comforts us. For Isaiah says of this kingdom, which is a very familiar part, old preachers used it quite often. Isaiah said, O Zion, that bringeth great tidings, get thee up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arms shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with the young. How beautifully Isaiah speaks of this kingdom that is above all earthen things. It is a great vision, a great view. Not even one nation, all future, it will end in time. Rulers, we call them great and we respect them. In the kingdom of God, there is never fight against people, but against the enemy of the soul. It is good to remember, as Jesus said to Pilate, I have power to set you free or to judge you to death. Jesus said, it is good to remind those leaders of today. You would not have no authority if my Heavenly Father would not have given it. Where has that God disappeared from this time? We see around us that connection that Daniel had. That message of Daniel will arise during the end times. The situation of the believers will be similar. They are trying to adapt us into the spirit of the Antichrist that is always fighting against God. Another thing that is in this book of Daniel, teaching, instruction, that spirit that reigned in Babylon. The believers did not have any problems there, but they suffered of the false gods and of the sinfulness. In the midst of all this, as you have read, the believing youth, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they kept their faith, and God did miracles. They were thrown in a hot fire furnace because they didn't bow to the false gods. God protected them, saved them. And that got Nebuchadnezzar to be amazed. And he thought for a while. But he looked at that great metropolitan area he saw and looked. He looked at it and said, this is all that I have done. And he set up a great golden statue for him, and everyone had to bow before it. But the believers and the young children of God did not bow before, and they were thrown into the hot furnace. That book of Daniel, it tells us of those believers that were in a foreign surrounding. God protected them from all evil. When we read the book of Daniel and we listen and hear what Jesus says of the evening of time and the final times, he says, when the disciples asked Jesus of the end of time, we do not preach the end of the world as children of God. We preach the sermon. We preach as long as we can, and so we will, until that day that it will either be banned. Jesus said, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith anywhere? It does not mean. The faith is in the hearts of the believers. But the spirit of the Antichrist receiving faith will end. The people believe lies. The Bible speaks, Book of Revelation, of the moment of temptation that will fall upon the earth. What is that moment of temptation? Your faith is asked, inquired. The time is bad. And the Bible forecast, prophesies, even in this time, The enemy of the soul works hard. Nations rising up against nations. When the people, the Bible speaks that they listen to lies and cover their ears for the truth. And God will send them a spirit of getting lost at the moment of temptation. He speaks of the believers of child. Because you held onto my word, I protected you in the time of temptation when others are suffering. Many times had been said, the house of Zion, the mountain of Zion is great with all its flows. This kingdom, of which the Bible speaks so firmly about, that me and you, sister and brother, here and near the radios, how far away, on the other side of the oceans, we do not have to worry. We have already heard through our brothers and at earlier services in what secure place we are in God's kingdom. The walls of Zion will not fail when Jesus is the foundation. We have a dear Heavenly Father, a good shepherd, on his right side, praying for me and for you, that we can have enough strength. How great a motto we have at these services here. We are protected. Jesus' arms protect us, his wings protect us, that are based on that psalm where God promises he has his wings above us. We are secure. Here, this Daniel, divided into two parts. It speaks of Daniel and his friends. The first six chapters. After the seventh chapter starts what we read. That portion that we read as our text. How Daniel sees in a vision that he saw that Lord Jesus came down from the cloud. Why is it in this portion? Why does it start here? It begins. Daniel describes the spirit of Antichrist. It is in the world, and it is to come. John, in his first epistle, says that it is in the world, and that it is also to come. That it will be even stronger in the closing days to fight against the Holy Spirit and against the Holy Kingdom. Do we see any signs of that? Have we seen how active the enemy of the soul is? We see, but we're not preaching the end of the world. That which I say unto you, Jesus said, watch. Watch in faith, sisters and brothers. What watching in faith means that we listen, we stay there where the kingdom of God, where the unseen, invisible, travels in with the believing children of God. We are in the good care of God and the feet of Jesus. The enemy of the soul tries to destroy all holiness. When the disciples asked Jesus for the signs of the last times, they knew not when they were before the temple in the garden. That's a beautiful building. And Jesus said in a laconic way, not one stone will be left on another. And the disciples started asking about the end of the world. Jesus didn't know. Only the Father knows. When they went to the Mount of Olives, he was resting, and there they still asked him. And then finally, Jesus starts to tell, nation shall rise against nation, wars and movements, and so on. He doesn't say when the end will be, because he didn't know. And the disciples push, and Jesus finally says, as it reflects to Daniel, when you see the destruction so great, to be there where it should not be. When you see that terrible destruction where it should not be, where it rises on all holiness, he refers to Daniel. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, the disciples want to ask Jesus. I will read what Jesus answers. When you can see the terror, as it was said to Daniel, standing there where it should not be, this message of Jesus is a forecast or a prophecy. He prophesied that time of which Daniel speaks here. When we read the gospel text, what did Daniel write and speak about before? He spoke of four beasts, the powers of the enemy of the soul, the power of the Antichrist, four beasts. And the book of Revelations has only one big beast. This can scare someone. When we speak of the spirit of Antichrist that rises against all holiness, all of a sudden, that picture image ends. And I saw in a vision in the night, one came down from the cloud of heaven. It is written here. After the beasts are listed here, and then Jesus is mentioned, the Son of Man. He will protect us. The seventh chapter of Daniel, that second part of Daniel, speaks of the view that what was happening in the time of Daniel, Babylon was that place where Daniel as a believer and where he experienced them. The spirit of Antichrist, it is that same spirit that John speaks of that will also act in the final days. What is that spirit like? So that we would understand Daniel, we have to read the first book of Maccabees. In that book of Maccabees, it tells us what is the Antichrist spirit like. It happened before, and it speaks of that time span where that person, that ruler, whose name was Antiochus Epiphanes, he attacked Jerusalem and destroyed everything that was holy. I will read from that book of Maccabees about the spirit of the Antichrist and what this Antiochus Epiphanes works did what that spirit did when it attacked all the holy. He gave this command. Many even had from Israel gladly had to adopt a new religion. They rejected the law, and many from Israel fell and sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. They denied circumcision, baptism, and they had to forget the Word of God and to take on a new custom. And many lost the Word of God and the faith, and He was able to tear apart and burn the law book of God. The law could not be preached, and the worship service could not be preached. He put him there, and he was there where everything was holy. What can we think about this? The book of Daniel was written for encouragement during difficult times, people living in difficult times. The book of Revelations and Daniel were written for the believers. As John was on the Isle of Patmos, Daniel was not in prison, but he was in good conditions. And they tried to very nicely bring away the children of God into a false godliness, into false customs and bad culture. I ask you now, do we see these things in the midst of this day? Is it good to ask? Can we say what Paul warns? Do not adapt to the spirit of this time. Do not adapt yourself to the spirit of this day. The book of Daniel rises up into this portion. We are inside the walls, and we will not fail. Dear brother and sister, have you stopped to think, when we are in the midst of our everyday world and listening to mostly negative news, and the spiritual word is crushed and torn apart, the words of Jesus and the apostles, Jesus says, that I say to you and for everyone, watch. Watching is important, that we remember to bring our children always when they can hear the word. Jesus takes care of us with grace and truth, even during these times. The spirit of Antichrist, it tries to destroy all the holiness. It is very angry to the children of God. But it very nicely tries to adapt and to weary, make you weary, and to fall into this spirit. This Antiochus Epiphanes, when he ruled, he did these jobs, tasks, these signs that we see even today. God's clock is always running for this world. What do we do in here in God's kingdom? We believe are personally our own sins forgiven, our own flesh and blood. We bring our flesh and blood to the foot of Jesus. We can go into the holiness through the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter how tempted, how we have stumbled and fallen on the way to heaven, the Good Shepherd is looking at you through his bloody face, at you so weak. When we think like I do, all the worlds, how will my grandchildren, can they? I believe that God has not forsaken us children. He spreads his wings over all of us, even you, who feels to be out on the sideline. Jesus is looking at you at these services, at this moment. The love of Jesus. Remember how dear you are. You can uplift your heart to believe all your sins and doubts brought in by the world, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name and blood, bless one another. I cannot see everyone, but God can see you. He can see your heart. Imagine what great visions Daniel had. The apostle writes, imagine all this. Look at that great love that God has shown, that we could be called his children, even you young. Do not think that God does not know your space, your place, school life. Those wings protect you every moment. He knows your temptations and doubts. The fight is sometimes strong. God sometimes gives us these oases. And at home you have that home altar there in your everyday life, where the children of God endeavor that you mothers and fathers and grandparents, your final evening prayer, that you could be saved as a child of God with your own. And the second prayer, your children and grandchildren, that if protect them, that if someone has fallen, them, and to love them and bring them back into this beautiful kingdom before it is too late. God is patient. The Heavenly Father is patient. He does not want the one to be drowned. But the world runs on. We do not have war against flesh and blood, but we will preach as long as time there is. God sees the time when the sermon will end. The doors towards the streets will be closed, but the importance is that we believe our own sins forgiven and bless our brothers. Be faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. Eye has not seen, ears have not heard. We do not know what God has prepared for us, for those who love his revelation, as it says in the book of Revelations. We remember through Daniel. He that has an ear, let him hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the people. Here we, brothers, feel pain coming here to this place. If not the Holy Spirit would help us, and if we would not be sent, I was able to come here, blessed by the gospel. We would not stay. We would not remain. I know myself that I am a priest, and I have read Bible years ago. If I did not have the Holy Spirit and the congregation of God, I have said until the end, you have heard this so tens of times, I must say this again. I will say, this is, this is my brother and sister, this is my mother. It is so wonderful to live in God's kingdom. The prophets of the final times, this and the book of Revelations, they are put there for a reason. They're not for a waste of time, but for encouragement. Daniel lived in such a time. It was not easy. There were temptations of flesh and blood to adopt to that spirit. It was great. It was awesome. There in Babylon, where they tried to build that tower, it has been said that it was so rich that one statue would weigh 24 kilos of gold and many amazing things. Many believers were in captivity. It was good for them, but it was not good because they had living faith in their heart. They cried on the shore of Babylon. Surely our music, Gontele, is up to dry, but it does not have to be. We can yearn for a heaven. What do you see when you look around with me? Those people who accompany you, those dear brothers and sisters, it gives us strength. When we go weak and stumbling to our brother and sister and say, I have been so unsuccessful and I have so many doubts and temptations and stumbles upon the way to heaven. Can I have the grace? Have you ever heard the words that you cannot get this gospel anymore? But the voice of the Lord speaks the word, you, brother and sister, be of comfort. Your sins are forgiven. And God looks through to us through the merit work of His Son. All of their work is faint. The traffic light still shows green. I still have a little time. I think I'm running out of things to say. Let us believe as we have believed before, as Victor Stork said, you people of Ginula. Ginula people are so nice. I'm from the southern Ostrobothnia. He said once to another brother on a missionary trip, he told Erke, let us believe as we have believed before, and let us encourage those to believe in the same way. The purpose of these books, Daniel and Book of Revelations, their books of encouragement, that there will never be a time so difficult that God will not protect us, and that this Antiochus here, he banned baptism or circumcision. The world may so lower the value of baptism by calling it name celebration and not celebrate a baptism. The spirit of the Antichrist is visible already. I came to this place and I said, so tried and tempted, I asked for the gospel earlier. I still want to hear the gospel. Can I remain believing? All my sins and doubts forgiven. It is such a wonderful thing. As Victor Stork said, let us believe as we believed before. Let's entice people to believe in the same way. Let us remain in his name and blood to travel forward. Jesus' name, amen.